Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf chaf, and we are on Yud Tes Amid Beis towards the bottom as we continue discussing the brisa that was quoted here in the Gemara on Yud Tes Amid Beis. Remember, the Gemara was discussing the sugya of whether one is allowed to bring a dar to davis on Yontif, and we had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether that was allowed or not, related to the Machlok of Hashem Beis Hillel, according to Ula, everybody, according to Ula, which we had on Yud Tes Amid Aleph, everybody agreed that, even Beis Hillel agreed, you were not allowed to bring a Darm and a Davis, Stam Nadarm and a Davis, that did not relate to Yontif on Yontif, and we answered that that was really Machlokas Tanoim, and Ula was going like one of the opinions, and then we quoted Hani Tanoi, Hani Tanoi, and we quoted this three opinion Brisa on Yud Tes Amid Beis, which we went into a little bit in depth. Just one hosafa to yesterday, we had the chiddush of the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua, to answer up the Chacham Tzvi's question, the Chacham Tzvi, which said, why did Rashi explain the last lines of the Gemara about just an Eitzah Tova of bringing the carbon on the first Yontif Sukkis that came along? What about it's an Aseh? Following the Isra Bal Ta'acher is only after the third Yontif, but the Aseh is even by the first Yontif. So the Pnei Yoshua said, and the Chacham Tzvi had mentioned it, that the Chiddush, that many Achronim talk about, that the Isra Bal Ta'acher is, and the Aseh is only once you were mafresh it, and then you didn't bring it. But if you weren't mafresh it at all, so then there is not even an Isra Aseh. That is discussed by the Stipler here, and by others, and there is a diuk that some of the Achronim have in the Rashi, that maybe Rashi is alluding to us, that that's the case in our Gemara, that you weren't even mafresh the animal yet. If you look at the last couple of skinny lines, the Rashi says, V'hainu t'ka'asal ashmin on Eitzah Tova, kol mi sheyesh alav toda, yiviena b'chag ha-sukkis. Whoever has on them, mi sheyesh alav, doesn't say mi sheyesh lo, mi sheyesh alav, that means that there is a chi of toda that he has to fulfill. He wasn't mafresh it yet, mi sheyesh alav, and then he will have to fulfill his words, but he wasn't mafresh it yet. That could be a diuk in the Rashi. There are other answers to the question of the Chacham Tzvi about what about why is it just an Eitzah Tova? You violate already by the Aseh, and that is the Shram Siyana Balachi here quotes some other Achronim that say maybe we're talking about women. Women might not be obligated in the Aseh, even though they are included in the Los Aseh of Bal Ta'acher. Why wouldn't they be included in the Aseh? Well, if it's Tali on the Chagim, then it is an Aseh, Mrs. Aseh, Shazban Grama, and therefore it would be Tali on the Aseh. It also relates to, it's once the Chagim, one passes through the Chagim without bringing and fulfilling their neder, but this does relate to something that we've discussed numerous times in the past, and that is, how do you exactly define a mitzvah aseh shezman grama? There are sometimes mitzvahs that are limited to certain times of the year or of the month, but are not really called a zman grama. For example, Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, the Magen Avraham says that women shouldn't do in the name of the Shlach HaKadosh because Heim Garmu Pagam HaLevana. Somehow it's connected to Chava. The question is, what do you need that reason for? Just say it's a Zman Grama, right? And it's only the first part of the month. Well, the moon's getting bigger, first half of the month. So why do you have to come up with a different reason that they don't have to? Unless that's saying not only they don't have to, that they shouldn't. But the suggestion given is that maybe that's not a Zman Grama. What's a Zman Grama? What's the definition of a Zman Grama? A mitzvah that should apply always, but only certain amounts of time is it called. I could shake a lulav any day of the year, but only today is it called a mitzvah. That's called a Zman Grama. But if you have something that only exists at certain times of the year, so that's not called a Zman Grama. So for example, here's Levana. The second half of the month, it's not that there's an action that you could do, but it's not called a mitzvah. You can't do it. The mitzvah is only when the moon is getting bigger. Or Sviras HaOmer, famous Ramban in Maseches Kiddushin, which lists Sviras HaOmer as a mitzvah. That's not Zman Grama. That's not Zman Grama out of all the mitzvahs. That should be the one that's most Zman Grama. So some say the Ramban is a mistake. It's a Torah Sofer. But others say that no, it's not a mistake. It is that the mitzvah is to count between Pesach and Shavuos. So when it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, the mitzvah doesn't exist. It's not that it exists, but it's not a mitzvah. It doesn't exist, so maybe that's not called Zman Grama. So there are other examples of this. Bringing Mikra Bikurim is a discussion. Rav Yochanan Versha Perlau has. So here too, the fact that the Nedarim, the Aseh, is called a Zman Grama, that is an assumption. It could be a correct assumption, but one just has to fit it in to the normal definitions of mitzvah Aseh, Shehazman Grama. But that has to do with what the definitions are for for what is Man Grama is. Okay, so that was just a couple of hosafos from yesterday's daf, and now we continue on Yutes and Mabez, towards the bottom, the two dots. So the last line of the Mishnah of the Brisa that was quoted was the Yotze Bo Mishum Simcha, the Eino Yotze Bo Mishum Chagiga. If I want to double dip, if I have a neder, I could use it for my Shalmei Simcha, but I can't use it for my Karban Chagiga. As we mentioned yesterday, the three karbanos that each of us will have to bring, Be'ez Hashem, Heir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the three mitzvahs related to Aliyah LeRegel, so one of them can be doubled. It's based on a limud. So the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't it obvious that you can't bring a separate neder and try to fulfill your chagiga? The second half, isn't that a pashut? Davar shebechova hu. V'chol davar shebechova eino ba elamen achulin. Whenever I have something obligatory, I must bring it from something that is totally chulin. I'm not allowed to double dip in halacha. I can't cover two obligations with one payment. So the first half of the statement, that's a chiddush. Let's learn that from a pasuk. What do we need the second half of the statement for? Eino ba elamen achulin. Even before we answer that question, there is a big discussion. The most common place where this comes up in the poskim is by Maaser K'safim. We know Maaser K'safim, Machlokas Rishonim, what Maaser K'safim is. There is a minority shita in the Rishonim that says Maaser K'safim is a dinda oraisa. We don't really paskin that way, but it's a Tosas. Tosas quotes a Medrash in Maseches Tainis that says it's a dinda oraisa. Other Rishonim, a little more than a Das Yachid, holds that it is a dinda rabbanan. Dinda rabbanan. The Aruch HaShulchan likes that opinion. Rov Rishonim hold that Maaser K'safim is a minhag tov. A minhag tov, it's a wonderful thing to do, but there are many kulas because it's at the level of a minhag tov. One of the big questions, the major question probably that is asked is, could I use this for Maaser? Could I use this for Maaser? Can I give Maaser to this? Can I have Maaser to that? So one of the questions is tuition. Tuition, can I use it for tuition? So Pashas is no, because tuition is something that parents have a chiyuv to give their sons at least a Jewish education, a proper education of chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and therefore you can't use it. Most of the time, especially in America, much of tuition is not used to educate my child, but it's used to educate other children who can't afford it. So if one speaks to the executive director of the school, and they say, oh, this amount is used for your child, and the rest is used for a different child, that could be used for Maaser K'safim. But up until that point, not. Ramosha Feinstein has an important shuva, which I'm not going to read right now, where he discusses, what about daughters? Make her a din, there's no chia. Ramosha says, unbelievable tshuva. Again, you need Ramosha to say this. Bizman hazeh, where women are educated and women are literate and women go to school. If a child wouldn't go to a yeshiva, a Beis Yaakov, a private school for girls, she'd have to go to public school. And therefore, it is a chiv gomor bizman hazeh to pay tuition for the daughters as well. Says Ramosha, so there's no difference, at least up until a certain age. We're not going to get it to his age, but that is a very important shuva of Ramosha. That's also a davar shebechova, bizman hazeh, and therefore, it would not be able to come from chulin. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, isn't it obvious that I can't double dip? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha da'afagav deparish. The chiddush is, even if I explicated when I made my neder, I said, I'm only making my neder if I could use it for this. If I could use my Shosheni money. If I could use it. Even there, we say, you cannot.
If somebody makes an neder, I hereby promise to bring a carbon toda.
I went through one of the four events of alluded to in Chaim. Chalachaim yiduchasela. We know Chaim stands for Chole, Yam, Yisurin, which means jail, and the Midbar, the four experiences that one goes through in order for them to bring a carbon toda, which some connect to Berchas HaGomel, Bizman HaZeh, not exactly the same, but if somebody goes through that and say, I want to bring a carbon toda, and the Eitzi Boy de Chagiga, as long as I can use it also for my carbon Chagiga, or Harini Nazir, somebody accepts upon themselves to be a Nazir, V'agalech Mimalas Maizir Sheini, as long as they can, literally, Agalech is the word Giluach, Tiglachas, that's the haircut, Giluach, from Maseches Nazir, that's the code word, which means bringing my karbanos at the end of my Naziris. Even though the word literally means the haircut that a Nazir takes at the end of his Naziris. But that's what he means here. I want to be a Nazir as long as I can use my Shosheni money to pay for my karbanos. Mahu. Reish Lakish asks his brother-in-law, his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, Amarlei, Nadir v'eino yotze, Nazir v'eino magalech. Tough luck on him. He has to fulfill his neder, he has to be a Nazir, but he cannot double dip, even though he made that tonight. Why?
Why? That's the big question. Why is he stuck and he has to fulfill his naziris and his neder while he cannot double dips? That is a machlokas. We're showing him here what the reason is. If you look at Rashi and Tosfos, they both connect it to the Gemara that we didn't read yet in the next couple of lines. They both say it's because of the order of what he said. If he would have said it in the opposite order, if he would have said, only if I could use my Sersheni money while I make a neder, then it would work. But it's only because he said the other way. I hereby accept Naziris. Stop time. Finished. As long as I can use it. So we don't care what you say afterwards. We don't care. Look at the top Tosfos. Dafka tekamer hachi. Avalam amar ifcha almenasha eitze mishum chagiga harea leitoda. Or Nazir. So then it would work. And he, so Tosfos says, that's exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says on the third line, Tekivan to Amar Hare Alai, right when I say I hereby accept to be a Nazir, Nischayiv, I'm obligated, Da Amira Legavoa Kemesira Lehedyo. Because, as the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, saying something to Gavoa, that takes the place of a Maisa Kenyan. A Maisa Kenyan is for a Hedyot. But if I give something to the Beis HaMikdash, all I have to say is, I hereby promise to give something to the Beis HaMikdash. That's Amish Rasul Gavoa, Kimsi Rasul Hedyot. So right when he tries to get out of that, it does not work. Two Chidushim in Rashi. I mean, one in Rashi, one in the Sukkah. Number one, Rashi is relating that principle to Nazirus. Nazirus does have Karbonos at the end of it. But is Naziris called Kachim? Naziris is in Seder Nashim. Yes, there is a Kachim element to Naziris. But is it more in the world of Nedarim or is it more in the world of Kachim? It's in Seder Nashim because it's right after Mesechus Nedarim. Nedarim Nazir Sota. So it's there. And then Nazir is part of Nedarim and the Sota is connected to Nazir, as it says in the first daf. So it's there, but that's a big question. In Naziris, where does it fall? Rashi applies the principle of Amiras L'Gavok, Amiras L'Hedyot, which is a Kachim principle, to Naziris, which is a Chiddush, but Rashi is definitely taking a stand on that issue. He's putting it in the world of Kachim, at least in terms of his acceptance of the nether. The other important principle to Rashi is assuming is that he can't be Choserbo. We usually know there's a principle called Toka De Dibur. As long as they're in a few seconds, right, we just change into the same bracha. So if I say the Alamata, same bracha, that's okay. If we go back, Toka De Dibur. But Rashi's saying it seems not to work here, even though he was Choserbo. So maybe Rashi's alluding to the Gemara, the other Gemara that says that there are two, which are really four exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says in Moab Masra that you could always be Choser Toka De Dibur except for Kiddushin, Gerushin, Megadev, Kiddushin, Gerushin, Avodah Zarah, and Megadev. Those are four. So again, is Hektish part of Kiddushin? The Rambam says yes. So if Hektish is part of Kiddushin and Naziris is part of Hektish, Rashi is saying that Toka De Dibur applies to Naziris as well. This is one of the exceptions to the rule of Toka De Dibur. Because it's really part of the exception. If I say I want to give something as a karban, I can't go back. I can't retract. That's the Gemara says Mefurish. By Kiddushin and by Hektish. So Rashi again is applying that to Naziris. That is all Rashi and Tosfos. How Rashi and Tosfos learn the Gemara. Other Rishonim don't link it to the specific order. They just say this is Masna Mashakasa Batorah. There's a Din D'Oraisa that you're not allowed to double dip in Halacha. You're not allowed to try to cover two Chiyuvim with one payment. And therefore, this, it doesn't matter what order is used. Even the other order, the next Gemara, which Rashi and Tosfos are linking it to, that's going to be for a different reason, as we'll talk about Bezer Shem soon. But this is Masna Mashakasa Batorah. And therefore, what's the rule? We know if you try to make a tznai, if somebody says, I hereby marry you on condition that I have no obligations to you, you're married and you have all the obligations. But it doesn't matter what a person tries to do if they're Masna Mashakasa Batorah. So, therefore, that's the reason that a person cannot have a Naziris or a Neder by double dipping, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference in the order. Okay, so that's two. There are other suggestions given, but we'll stop there. Let's go now. Story, Hahu Gavra. The next story in the Gemara, it's a halachic story, not an agadic story, has generated much discussion and much ink has been spilled over the next couple of lines, which we read it, and we doesn't seem so controversial. But the question is, what is the reason for this Gemara? Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra de Amar Lahu, Havului Mea Arba Mea Zuzi Laploni Valinsev Varti. Person says, and Rashi says, Mitzave Machmas Misa, right, he is towards the end of his life. He says, please give 400 Zuz to Ruvain and tell him to marry my daughter. Valinsev Varti. Right, give 400 Zuz. 400, we have mentioned, Did the story really take place? When it's a story, Pashas it did. 400 is always the number used in the Gemara when the Gemara wants to say a big number. So do you always have to say it's literal, right? That Rabbi Preda taught his Talmud 400 times, the Gemara. Or the first Perek in Brachas, Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that turned to vinegar. It's always 400. It's always 400. So 400 might not have to be taken literally. But here it's a story. So it says, a person says, give 400 zuz to so-and-so, and he marries my daughter. So the big question is, are those two statements linked? Is he saying, well, the guy can have 400 zuz if he marries my daughter? And if not, if he doesn't marry my daughter, then I'm not giving him 400 zuz. Are those two statements linked? He didn't explicitly link them in his statement. Amar of Papa, Arba Meya Shakil Ubarte Ibai Nasif Ibai Lo Nasif. He could have the money, and he can marry the daughter only if he wants to. If he doesn't want to marry the daughter, he does not have to. So the Gemara says, Taima to Amar Havu Levin Linsif. The only reason that this is true is because he first said, give the money, and then he said, marry my daughter. Avali Amar Linsif Vahavu Le, but if he said the opposite, marry my daughter and give, so then he could only get the money if he marries. Inasiv shakil, vi lo nasiv, lo shakil. That is the story. So Rashi and Tosfos say, well, hey, this is exactly the reason that we said before. Just like, even though the Gemara didn't say explicitly that it was an order reason, so Rashi and Tosfos have something working in their favor in that this is the Gemara following the one beforehand. But they have something working against them in that the Gemara previously didn't make such a distinction. And only this Gemara made the distinction. So that works against them. But Rashi and Tosfos would say, you have to read this Gemara in light of the other Gemara. Okay, but what's the issue? So Rashi and Tosfos both say that the issue here, the reason that he could take the money but without marrying is because that's what he said first. He said, here's give the money to so-and-so. And it's a matnas shchiv mirat, a matzava machmas visa. He gave the money and he didn't use a lashon that would mean anything otherwise. But here, based on what we just said, the previous line has other pshatim, so you have to give other reasons for this Gemara as well. If you look in the Rif in Maseches Bava Basra, not here, quotes that it's an umdana. It's an umdana. Why would a person, if a person doesn't link explicitly the two statements, we don't have to assume that they are linked. If it was so important for him to marry the daughter, he would have said that first. Would have said that first. And the fact that he didn't, it must be two separate statements. That's the riff. The riff says, don't get so carried away with the importance fundamentally of this Gemara. But then we get to the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor right here in the back of the Gemara says that, you know why, that there, you know why that it is, it, there's a distinction in the order? It's because he said, Maisa Kodem Litznai. We know there are rules and regulations of Mishpatei HaTznayim. Whenever I make a condition, it has to be similar to Tznai Bnei Gad Ubnei Ruvein, says the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. The origins of the halachas of Tznayim are when they got the Eiver HaYarden. So all conditions have to be dumya to them. You have to have Tznai Kodem Lamaisa. You have to formulate the if before the what. And you have to have Tanai Kafel, you have to have a double Lashon, and you have to have Efshar Leos, you can't have if I fly up in the air, all different conditions. So the Malamor right here says, that's the problem here. He said the Tanai, he did not say the Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, he said the Maisa Kodem the Tanai. He said, money, if you marry my daughter. No, you should say, if you marry my daughter. So it's a faulty Tanai. Because it's a faulty Tanai, so that's why it does not work. And all the other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Melchamas and the Ravid, ask many questions on this Baal Amor. First of all, do we need Mishpatei HaTznayim in this case? There is a huge machlokes. The Rambam writes in two places, in Hilchos Zechiyah Matan, I'll read one. The Rambam says, where do you need Mishpatei HaTznayim? Rabosai horu, she'en tzarech lichpol hatznai, ulahaktim hein lalav, to say the positive before the negative. Another rule, ela begitin v'kidushin bilvad. Only by isurim do you need Mishpatei HaTznayim, not by dini mominus. Ve'en l'davar zaraya. So he quotes this from the Gaonim. The Rambam is not so convinced of it, but that's what he said. And then the Ravid says, the Ravid likes this shita. So it is a machlokas Rishonim about whether Mishpatei HaTznayim were needed in Dini Mamonis. So that's one question on the Baal Amor. This is Dini Mamonis. So why would you require Mishpatei HaTznayim? There is an amazing question. Rav Shechter has an article about this in Eretz HaTzvi, where he discusses the whole source of Mishpatei HaTznayim. Tznai Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein. That was Dini Mamonis. How could there be some Rishonim that say Mishpatei HaTznayim are only needed by Yisurim and not by Dini Mamonis? The source of Mishpatei HaTznayim are by Dini Mamonis. So what you have to say either argue and say it's needed also by Dina Maminis, or change the source. As a Shach to develop, it's based on a Tosfos, a Maseches Yuma, maybe splitting up Eretz Yisrael is not just a Dina Maminis concept. Maybe there's a concept of Isser Veheter, of being Makdish, giving certain areas to certain Shvatim, that itself has a Kedusha element. It's not just a Dina Maminis element. And that's why there could be a Deya, you quote a Deya in the Shidim Kubetzes, that says that to split it up into Shvatim, they needed the Ur Metumim. But to split it up into families within Shvatim, you didn't need the Ur Metumim. That was just based on common sense. But what do you mean? Ur Metumim, we need it for the Chalukah. No, there's a big difference. To split it up into families, that's Dina Maminis pure. So you can use common sense. But to split up into Shvatim, that's a different type of Chalukah. And therefore, maybe there's an Isser V'Heter element to that too, and that's how. There could be some Rishonim that say Mishpat Yetzirah is limited to Isser V'Heter, because it's the Isser V'Heter element of tonight of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain that caused the Mishpatei Hatzron. That is one big discussion on the Baal Hamor. The other discussion is that this is the Matnas Shchiv Mirah. So who says Matnas Shchiv Mirah always is a rule breaker, and you wouldn't need Mishpatei Hatznoim in that case. Either way, this is a big Baal Hamor and discussion in the back on Daf Yudim and Aleph and the Daf Yarif. If you want to look, he says, he quotes that other Deya. He knows that problem. He says, I don't agree. Shari anu holchen b'mamon achar umdin daita umalonu ladaktik b'chol lashon. He says, you don't need it by mamonis. He says, but here he said something. He said something wrong. If he doesn't say anything, okay, but here he said something in the wrong direction. So that's why the Baal Hamor thinks that is the issue in our Gemara. Okay, let's go fight. Says the Gemara, two dots. Yasem Mareimar v'kamar lahash maitza mishmei denafshei. Mareimar said over this statement, the statement of kol davar shebechova. And if you make a condition originally, does that prevent the kol davar shebechova principle kicking in? We had it before as a question that Rish Lakish has Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan answered. Mareimar said it as a statement. Omar le Ravina la Mareimar, atzun hachi mas nisala. You learned it as a statement. We had it as a question and an answer. Okay, period. Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So now we get back to the sugya that is under discussion from the Mishnah in our parak, and that is the issue of being makriv nedarim and nedavas on yantav. Oh, just a sheet that I forgot to mention in yesterday's daf is just as shayach to today's daf, and there's a very important Tosfos later on that we'll have on daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where Tosfos asks the question, why is it that you can't bring, according to many, according to what we paskin, you can't bring nedarim and nedavas on yantav? I make a neder to bring a karban. I can't bring that on yantav. Why not? Heter ochel nefesh. So why can't I bring it on yantav? You have a regular heter ochel nefesh. You could be makriv any animal you want, right? To use for your yantav meal. So why not nedarim and nedavos? So I made a nether to bring a shlamim. So why is that worse than being makriv something at home? The shlamim I'm also going to eat. So Tosfos has an unbelievable lashon. Chav Zayin Amud Beis. I'll read it. We'll do this again by Hashem when we get up to it. Tosfos says, V'yamai, towards the end of the big Tosfos there, V'hashlamim tzarech hedyot ispahu. Elavadai says Tosfos, batil le chelko eitzel chele gavoha. Vahavi ki'ilu kulam le gavoha. By an animal in your house, you can eat the whole thing. And the rest you're going to throw out. The chelev and the fats. But a karban, you're right, you're going to eat some of it, but Hashem's going to also eat some of it. And if Hashem's going to eat some of it, that redefines the entire karban. And that is the ikker, and what you get is the tafel. And therefore, it's not included in the heter of ochel nefesh. Very important line in Tosfos later on, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, just to mention that, and we'll get back to that again. Okay, so back here. So we have a brisa that was sent in front of Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba. Vayakrev esa ola vayaseh kamishpat. He, who's the he? Rashi says it's talking about Aaron HaKohen on the Shmini Lemiluim, on the eighth day, on the first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the first day of the workings of the Mishkan. He had specific karbonos that he had to bring. He had to be makriv a certain ola. That was an ola's chova that he had to bring. Vayaseh kamishpat. So he's commanded to bring the ola and do it like the laws of the other karbon. What other karbon? Kimishpat olas nedava. We already had all the rules and regulations of olas nedava earlier in the Torah. Perek Aleph of Sefer Vayikra is ola. So kimishpat olas nedava, just like olas nedava. So too this olas chova, same rules. Lamed, in what halacha are they comparable? Al olas chove she'tuna smicha. Even an obligatory ola requires smicha, requires the the bow leaning on the animal, as we discussed in the last year, what you say, vidui, or divrei shevach, when you do smicha. So we have a limud to teach me that just like olas nedava requires smicha, so too olas chova. Omar le, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba hears this, he says, da'omar lechamani beishamehi. Wow, that brisa sounds like beishameh's opinion. Why? De'lo gamri shalmei chova mishalmei nedava. He does not compare Shalmei Chova to Shalmei Nedava. Why? Remember we had in the Mishnah, yesterday's daf, that Beis Shammai says you don't do smicha on a Shalmei Chova brought on Yantif. So the Gemara is assuming now, you know why? Because it doesn't need smicha. Even though a Shalmei Nedava requires smicha, Shalmei Chova, there's only one Shalmei Chova the whole year. What a shlomim do you have to bring? It's only the Kipsei Atzeres brought on Shavuos. The only Shalmei Chova the whole year. So if the fact that Beis Shammai says That's a Shalmei Tzibur, right? That's what Beis Shammai, I take that back. That's the only Shalmei Chovas Tzibur, and that you do bring on Yantif, right? That's a Chovas Hayom. Let's say a person made a neder to bring a Shlomim, so he can make himself, there's no Shalmei Chova originally, but if he can put himself into the situation of bringing a Shalmei Chova, that's what we're talking about. So, Beis Shammai says, you don't do smicha on those karbanas, though, that are brought on Yantif. So, the fact that he doesn't compare Shalmei Nedava to Shalmei Chova, that must be this brisa that requires a limud to compare Olas Chova to Olas Adava, that must be Beis Shammai, who doesn't compare the Shlamim, so he must not compare the Olas either. That's why you need a limud to tell me otherwise. De'i Beis Hillel, because if it's Beis Hillel, kiven de gamri shalmei chova mi shalmei nedava, since he compares chova and nedava in the world of Shlamim, right, he has smicha by shlamim on yantif, Olas chova nami lo tibaikra, you shouldn't need a pasuk by Ola, de gamri me Olas nedava. You should just compare the olas, so if you hold like Beis Hillel. So says Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, this brisa must be like Beis Shammai Shita, not Beis Hillel Shita. Says the Gemara, no, not convincing. Umimai de Beis Hillel Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava Gamri. Who says Beis Hillel compares Chova to Nedava in the world of Shlamim? So then he would also compare Chova to Nedava in the world of Ola. Dilma, no, maybe there's another step in the middle that we're skipping. Dilma me olas chova gamri. Maybe, where does Beis Hillel know Shalmei Chova from? Olas chova. Where does olas chova come? From olas nedava. So maybe we're skipping this step, olas chova gufa by ikram. Beis Hillel requires a pasuk for that. So how could you be convinced that it's only Beis Shammai? Maybe this price could also be Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says, wait a minute. Why do we not want to suggest that he would learn it directly from Shalmei Nedava? Shalmei Chova of Shalmei Nedava, Shekein Mitsuyin. Because they're very different. Shalmei Nedavas are much more common. Shalmei Nedavas are much more common. And that's why they're comparable, so you can compare them. So may Olas Chova Nami Lo Gamri. So from Olas Chova also, they're not so comparable. Why? Shekein Kalil, because an Olas Chova, Ola to compare a Shlamim to an Ola, obviously Ola is always very different because it is totally burned to the Mizbeach. So in either case, your model to teach you this halacha is faulty. Ela Asye Mi Beinei, the Gemara says Lamaskana, so it must be, you'll learn it from a team. It's a team effort from the Ola and the Shlamim, a team effort. That is why you put it together. So therefore, the Brisa could be according to either of the opinions. Just once we're talking about Smicha, just to mention Chakiras Achronim, and that is that the question that the Achronim discuss is Smicha more a Chovas Gavra or a Smicha more a Chovas Behema? Whenever a smicha is required by a certain animal, is it that the animal requires or that the person? The person has to do it. Lamai nafkamina, a big nafkamina, the Gemara says in Menachos that you can't do smicha through a shliach. Let's say I'm busy, so if you do, go do smicha for me in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do it through a shliach, which definitely reflects that it's a chovas gavra. But again, that is a big discussion in Temura. If you look in the Knesset HaRishonim in Temura in Perek Aleph HaArayud, it is a big discussion. They quote there that the Gemara requires a pasuk to teach me women are not obligated to do smicha. And Tosfos says, well, I need a pasuk for it. It's a zman grama. That mentality is only if it's a chovas gavra. If it's a chovas karban, you wouldn't ask. It's a zman grama, it shouldn't require it. It's a chovas karban. The written condition answers, it's a chovas karban. And therefore, that's why women would be obligated, but they aren't because it of the pasuk. So again, that's a big discussion, but that's regarding the issue of smicha, which is a fascinating topic itself. If you want to look more, the Minchas Chinuch on the first mitzvah in Sefer VaYikra has a lot. That's the first mitzvah about a karban. Has a long discussion all about smicha. Feel free to look. Weiter says the Gemara, v'savri beis shamai, right in the middle. V'savri beis shamai, shamai chova labai smicha. What do you mean? L'maskana beis shamai says shamai chova don't require smicha? What are you talking about? As the Gemara is going to say implicitly, that was a yontif problem in the Mishnah. On a weekday, he would have. Vatanya, but the Gemara is just going to ask it from a textual point. Vatanya, Amrei Yosi, lo nechluku beis shamai beis hillel al smicha atzma. The Braisa says differently than we had in the Mishnah. The beis shamai beis hillel did not argue about smicha shitzarech. Of course you need smicha. Ama nechluku al tekef l'smicha shchita. The machlokas is about the when, not about the what. You for sure have to do smicha, but must it be right before shchita? Tekef l'smicha shchita. It's fascinating that there's something right before shchita and right after shchita. We had earlier in the first parak the mitzvah of kisui hadam, which we saw Rashi classifies as gemar maisa shchita. Kisui hadam is the completion of the shchita. Smicha, where it's required, might be tchila shchita. Especially if you're required right beforehand. So there might be something required before Shechita and something after Shechita, which is mashlim each. Smicha, Shechita, Kisi Hadam. So that might be part of this issue, whether smichas must be linked in time. I'll take up the smicha Shechita. Shabbat Shamei Omrim Einot Tzarek. It does not have to be linked, and therefore, you could do smicha before Yantif. And Shechita on Yantif, you could have a break. And if you didn't do it beforehand, it's tough luck on you, says Beis Shammai. You should have done it beforehand. Beis Hillel says, you don't have a choice. You need to do smicha on Yantif right before the Shechita. So you see from that version that everybody agrees you require smicha. Machlokas says, when? So the Gemara says, Hu da'amar ki haitana. The Shita before that said Beis Shammai does not require it at all, holds like the following opinion, Tanya Amar, Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, lo nechluku Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, I'll take up the smicha Shechita shetzarech. No, everybody agrees. Even Beis Shammai agrees it has to be done right beforehand. By the way, you remember this is one of the three takeifs in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, posted on the side. Brachas, Mem, Beis, and Aleph says there are three takeifs. Takeif, L'Sricha, Shechita, Takeif, Tila, Sidai, and Bracha, Yabdu, Mai, Machronim, Mai, before benching. Right, the three takeifs there. Almanech, Laku. So everybody agrees, according to the second version, that smicha must be right before Shechita. Almanech, Laku, Allah, smicha, Atzma. The machlokas will be about smicha itself. Shabbat Shami Omrim, Meino Tzarech, Beisila Omrim Tzarech. Okay, so that takes us through Nedarim and Nedavos and the Lamdas. So now we have a story related. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa beHillel Azakin. Says the Tosefta, there's a story about Hillel. Shehevi Olasol Azara Lismachal Ebeyantif. Hillel, these, not just Beis Hillel, this is Hillel. Hillel himself goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Hillel and Shammai lived in the time of Bayi Sheni. Right, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So Hillel's bringing his Ola, he's Aliyah L'Rekel, he's bringing his Ola into the Azara to, Hillel was the Yisrael. Right, he can do Smicha, right, he's the line from Malchus Beis David, Hillel, although Nisim, and he's going to do Smicha, like Beis Hillel, after him. Right? V'chibro alav tamidei Shammai, all of a hazakein. All of a sudden, the Talmidim of Shammai came and started messing around with Hillel. You know, if Shammai would have been there, maybe it wouldn't have happened. But it's always the Talmidim that sometimes are more rough than the Rebbe is. Rachman al-Islan. But the Shammai Azakin, some of them start roughing up Hillel Azakin. Amru lo mati v'shal be'emazu. Excuse me, but what are you doing with this animal? Right, they held you couldn't do smicha on this animal. It was an ola, right? And Hillel himself held you. What are you doing with this animal? Amru lahem, he says, in Hillel-esque way, right, of mar b'shalom and always, right, like the Gemara in Shabbos, with the Gerim, and he never got angry, even the guy tried to get him out of the shower, Shabbos Laman Aleph, all of those stories about Hillel Azakein. He says, it's a female. Oh, it's only can be males. So he lied. He says, Nekev, it's a female. Well, as if the Shlamim Viti, it's for a Shlamim. Don't worry about it. It's not for an Ola, not for an Ola. And Kishke Shlam Biznava. He started shaking its tail as if to like lift up the tail to show them. And because he was so forthcoming, they said, oh, okay, must be. And they left. V'halchulahem. And they didn't even check. They didn't even check. That's the story. The Oso Ayom Gavar Yadam Shal Beis Shammai Al Beis Hillel. On that day, Beis Shammai was going to overpower Beis Hillel. Ubikshu Lekvav Halacha Kamosan. And they were about to be Kovei the Halacha. This must have been before the Baskol from Erevin that said Halacha Kabeis Hillel. If there was already a Baskol, then Beis Shammai wouldn't have been getting involved. Right? That was Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They argued for 3 years. Right? This is still Hillel in the times of Hillel. So Beis Shammai was going to be Kovei the Halacha like them until the day was saved. Fascinating. There was a Talmud of Shammai who knew that Hillel was right. He knew that should be the halacha. Ubar ben Buta shmo shayodeya shahalacha ke Beis Hillel. He knew the halacha should be like Beis Hillel. Vishalach. And he sent the Hevi Koltzon Kedar Sheva Yerushalayim. He sent for many, many sheep. Many, many great qualitative sheep in Yerushalayim. And the Amidon Bazara, he brought them all into the Azara, which we'll get back to that line, the Amar. And he said, Kol Misha Rotzel Lismoch, Yavav Yismoch. He, as a leader of the Talmidim of Shammai, he gets up and says this. Nobody says a word after him. Whoever wants to come to Smicha, feel free to come to Smicha. And therefore, they all quieted down, it seemed. They will covet halacha like them. And then, later generations, it got the stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It even got a bas kol that halacha is like Beis Hillel. Okay, 2 points. Number one, on the bottom, Rashi says, why did he lie? Why did he lie? Well, they would have beat him up. Why did he lie? Bottom line in Rashi. May rove ad v'sanu social Hillel. Hayim mishanim ibnei ha-shalom. Because of his humility, he didn't want to cause any type of arguments. So because of his anava, he made up a story. The Maratchayas here says, and his Talmidim followed. Where did his Talmidim follow? Famous Gemara in Ksubis. Kesem Raktim of Neakala. What do we see in front of a Kala? Kala Noeva Chasuda, says Beis Hillel. Even if she's not so pretty. Even if they're not so beautiful. Rabbi Shammai says, Kala Kamoshehi. Right? And Beis Hillel says, no, Kala Noeva Chasuda. Beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. But you're allowed to be Mishana. So the Maratchayas links that Gemara of Beis Hillel to this Gemara of Hillel. That they are linked. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed here, Rav Zilberstein has a question. She'ela, here's the story. There was a story of Reuven that was eating a Shabbos meal at a relative's Shabbat Chatan. It was an afruf. And all of a sudden, he opens a bottle of what is this? Bikbuk Hamitz, a juice, opens a bottle of juice, and the host comes over to him and says, what are you doing? Be Mechal Shabbos, I can't believe. What are you opening bottles for? It's bonus, they're screaming at him. So it was not really so right what he did. But either way, Reuven says, no, you didn't know. I came in here before and opened it beforehand. So don't worry about it. His wife leans over to him and says, after the other guy left, says, it wasn't open. But he's telling the truth, that you paskin that it's mutter. So he says, I know this guy. If I start saying it's mutter and I hold like the deus HaMekilim, he's just going to argue. It's going to be more of a, I just said this to stop. So says the Zilberstein, did he act correctly? He lied. He held that it's mutter. So he says, what's the Gemara and Beitzer right here? It's Hillel. Of course it's mutter to do that. In order to stop, prevent arguments, mutter l'shanes ben emes. You're allowed to be mishanev. He says, so to here, there is no problem. He did the right thing. And here it's even more so, because Hillel was the god of Adar. And even there, so Kol Shekein here, where Stam a guy is just opening up bottles, he could make up a story. Anyways, Hashuke Chemed holding Lamaisa. Okay, the second point to mention on the story is that Tosas's point on the top. So they brought all the sheep. Bava and Buta brought all the sheep into the Azara. You're allowed to bring all the sheep into the Azara? Ask Tosas. Vitema ha'ein mevi'in chulin ba'azara. You're not allowed to bring chulin into the Azara? And Tosfos says, you're right, v'yesh lomad lav dafka ba'azara ela b'harabayis. It means harabayis. It doesn't mean in the Azara. That's Tosfos. This is interesting, because Bali Tosfos elsewhere don't have such a shita. There is a major machlokas rishonim. If I just bring something into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, not for avos, let's say I bring a watch into the Azara. Let's say I bring a table into the Azara. Is that an issa d'oraisa of havas chulin ba'azara? Bali Tosfos all over say no. Only something if I bring a chulin animal in order to be makrevit, to do an avoda, that's chulin ba'azara. Just to bring it in? After all, is a kohen allowed to go into the azara not wearing vitekuna? Is that an issa d'oraisa? Is that havas chulin ba'azara? Pashtus, no. So that's what many Rishonim say. Other Rishonim aren't so convinced. Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, Rishonim say, that even just bringing something in, bringing in a table, bringing in anything extraneous. A coin's clothes are bottled to him, so that doesn't count. But bringing other things in would be. There is a diak, the Mishnah Lamelech suggests that maybe it's not so clear in the Rambam. Because the Rambam gives examples. When the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, in the second perek, the Rambam says, V'zesh nishchat. Let's find it. V'lo behemba v'chai bovad, ela kol ha'chulin asur lachnisan la'azara. Any chulin you can't bring into the Azara. Afilu basar shchuta, even shechted meat, operos vapas, or fruit or bread. Im avar vechnisan v'chol, it continues. So some Rishonim say the Rambam is saying anything. Fruit, bread, shecht, and meat, but the Mishnah Melech, the big Mishnah Melech on that Rambam, Perek Beis Avilcha Shechita, says no. The Rambam's examples are specifically items that could be brought as a karban. That's a limit. Fruit, bikurim. Basar shchuta, basar pas, karban mincha. Right? So even though the Rambam seems to give examples of anything, they're meduyak examples. It's not just anything, but it's, the Rambam does hold, even just bringing it in might be usur, but even the Rambam shita is limited. If you just look in the Rashba gives a different answer to Tosis' question here. Right? How can he bring it into the Azara? So he says, maybe he just brought it into the Ezras Yisrael. Wow. The first 11 Amos, the east side of the Azara, there's no Havas Gulim Bazara there. That's an unbelievable Chiddush. But that's the Rashba right here. Maybe he brought it into the first 11 Amos on the east side of the Azara. Or the Yesh Mefarshim, or maybe he brought it in and he was Makdash all of them as a Karban. Whoever needs them, a Makdash as a Karban. So they weren't Chulin. They were a Karban. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara, two dots. Shuv. Maisa b'tamad echad mitalmidei Beis Hillel. Now the next story of a Talmud of Talmidei Beis Hillel. Shehevi olasu la'azara l'smoch aleha. But he brought his Karban Ola into the Azara. So the other team, one of the players found him. Amar lo, mazu smicha. What's going on here? You planning to do smicha? Amar lo, mazu shtika. He says, what's with you not being quiet? You know, shaska ben azifa. And he was a shosi. He says, come on, this is my shita v'halachlo. And he left. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, hilkach. You know what you learn from this story? The fact that he gave a three-word response to a three-word exclamation, Hayit Serva Meirabanan, Atamar Chacham, De Amar Lechavrei Milsa, De Lo Milsa, that his friend tells him something that's inappropriate, Lo Lehederle Milsa Tfei, Mimai De Amar Lechavrei. Don't feel you have to get a longer response in. You don't have to get, you want to get the last word, but don't get a longer last word. You can say exactly what he said. De'iyu amarle mazu smicha, v'kamahadarle mazu shtika. Right? He said exactly the parallel. He didn't feel he had to get a longer last word. Right? Shasko binizifa. Period. Tanya. Now getting back to the Tosefta, continuing, Beishamay and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel, remember, allowed more on Yontif with Karbanos. So Beis Hillel, who allowed certain Ola and Shlamim, depending on the different versions that we'll see, we had before. Different versions of the Machlokas, but Beis Hillel obviously allows more. So Beis Hillel continues and says, in a place which is Asur Lehedyot, meaning Shabbos. On Shabbos, you don't have any Heter of Ochol Nefesh. And yet, Mutur LaGavoa, you could bring Olas on Shabbos, right, the Karban Tamid. Makom Shem Mutur LaHedyot, so on Yontif, which has a Heter Ochol Nefesh, Einotin Shem Mutur LaGavoa, surely you should be able to bring a Karban Ola. So what is an Olas Nedava? You should be able to bring it. On Amru Lahem Beishamah, Beishamah says, no way, Nedarm Nedavas Yochichu. Another Nedava will prove Shem Mutur LaHedyot Vasa LaGavoa. Nedarm Nedavas are Mutur LaHedyot and also LaGavoa. Right, this is obviously going with the version that Beis Hillel agrees with that. Right, because else, what's Beis Shammai saying? Beis Hillel would say, I don't agree. So this is going with that version of like Ula we had yesterday's daf. Amru lehem Beis Hillel, 1 minute, don't compare. Ma'ala nadar minadavo she'ein kavua lehem zman. Nadar minadavo don't have a kavua zman. Tomar ba'olos re'iyah, but the Ola that I'm talking about, the Ola's re'iyah, that's for Yantif, she'kavua lezman. You have to bring it today. Amru lehem Beis Shammai, avzu'ein kavua lezman. No, you don't. You have a whole week. Titzanah, the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Mishalo Chag, Biyanta Frishon Shalchag, Chogi, Vaholech, Kolor, El Kulo. Viyadav Achor Shalchag, you have a whole week, so what do you have to bring it today for? Amalem Beis Hillel, Avzu, Kabu, Lazman. Beis Hillel said, no, you don't want to take any chances. You remember today? It's like Sphere, remember right away, do it now. Titzanah, Avar, Rega, Valochag, Enochayab, Achor Yuso. Right? If you're going to lose the last day, you're finished. So this is what we mentioned yesterday, the big chiddush that Rashi says. Because there's a chashash of an ones in the future, you even have the allowance today to bring it on Yontif. It's amazing. Rabbi Chanan says, that's included in the Heter of Ochol Nefesh. It's included. You could do it today because you're worried about a future ones. Amar lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, okay, but I have another problem with your shita. V'halok far nemar lochem v'lo l'gavoha. Aye, isn't that a diak? Lochem, only Hatter Ochol Nefesh for you, but not for Karbanos. Amar lehem Beis Hillel, v'halok far nemar lashem. Called to lashem. Everything. Even lashem. Imke matam lomar lochem. Lochem v'lo l'kusim, lochem v'lo l'klavim. Lochem means you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for a non-Jew. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif for an animal. You're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif for an animal. Right, Hetero Ochol Nefesh is only for people. It's It's not for animals or for non-Jews. That's what I use that pasuk for. I saw the Sharnim Sharnim Balacha has an amazing ha'ara. You can read this Gemara 100 times and not catch it. Why dafka is velola klavim and not velola behema? Why dafka dogs? Why is that the one picked? So he suggests maybe because this pasuk is by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lo yachratz kalav l'shono. And basically, like it was Kel Vashono, that's why we throw treifas to them, like Kel Tashlichon Oso, to give them schar. So the chiddush is that even though you do that to the dogs, you can't cook for them on Yantif. Even though the dogs have a special place amongst the animal kingdom, you still can't do it on Yantif. Okay. Abishol Omer B'Lashon Acheres. Abishol has a different version of this machlokas b'shamay and b'shilo. Uma b'makam shekiras chastuma. Same machlokas, different wording. In a place where your oven... Your oven, mean they cooked on ovens, they put the pot into the oven, stuma, in a place where your oven is closed, meaning Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. Kiras rabcha b'sucha, the kira of your Rebbe is open, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, b'makam shekiras b'sucha, on a day where your oven is open, yantif, you know, din shekiras rabcha b'sucha. So surely you should be able to give a karban. V'chein bedinin, it's also appropriate, shelo ye shulchanach malei v'shulchan rabcha reikan. Your table is going to be full and the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, is going to be empty? Right? Your shulchan is like a mizbeach. Right? It's interesting that here, the mizbeach is called a shulchan. We usually call a shulchan, we usually call our table a mizbeach. That's why we have the salt. Here, this Gemara, the mizbeach is called Hashem shulchan. Amazing. B'maika miflagi, what's the machlokas about until, in terms of the two versions of the machlokas b'shamay b'shilel? Mar Savar, the second version, Abishol's version, which doesn't have the last part of the conversation, where b'shamay says about Nadarm and Nadavis. So why didn't he say that? It must be because b'shilel argues. Mar Savar Nadarm and Nadavis craven b'yantif, according to Beis Hillel. That's why Beis Shammai couldn't use that argument. Well, Mar Savar ain't craven b'yantif. And the first version is that, no, he would agree. Amar Afuna, last section. Well, Dibri ha'omer Nadarm and Nadavis ain't craven b'yantif, according to the opinion that Nadarm and Nadavis, even according to Beis Hillel, cannot be brought on yantif. Lo tema midaraisa mechza chazuv rabbanan utagazrubo. Don't think that that's a gzera d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, he agrees you could bring it. Midrabanan, you can't, because, you know, you might delay, and it is not a good idea to delay, because then you might miss it and then violate Bal Ta'acher. No, that's not it. Even on a da'oraisa level, it's not called heter ochal nefesh, da'ashteh halechem. I'll bring you another raya. The shtei halechem brought on shavuos. Da'chovas hayom ninu. It's a chova of the day. And there's no reason to say you might forget or delay because it is shema yishe. It might, there's no worry about pushing it off. And still the afia, the baking of the shtei halechem is not doche, Shabbos or yantif, right? If it's Shabbos the day before Shavuos, right? It's not doche. You have to bake it beforehand. So you see, just because it is a tzorich doesn't mean that it's going to be doche. That's a model. So too, Nadarm and Nadavis not being brought on yantif is a din d'oraisa according to this. Maybe next time Hashem will start with a Rashi here that talks about the worry of being ba'ones at a later date, that gets into the sugya of ones besof hazman. If I'm planning to do something, I could do it now, but I push it off. And then later on, I'm ba'ones. I'm planning to have a mincha later. And then later on, an ones happens. Is that called ones or is that called pshia? Because I should have davened earlier. So that's a sugya that relates to a rashi right here, but we will stop here. Okay, we'll stop by the two dots, and we will continue.